We left off in the middle of a topic, which is really a big Shas topic. I'll just raise the issue. We're not going to resolve it. You have to go through all of Shas to find out. We pointed out that in Hilchos Shabbos, there is a condition that it's only considered a melacha if it's melachas machshavos. Usually from the phrase melachas machshavos doesn't appear in Hilchos Shabbos and Chumash. It appears in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. But the Gemara Chagiga points that out at the end of the first paragraph. The phrase Malachas Malshevis never appears in Malachas Shabbos. It appears in Mishkan. But because all the Malachas of Shabbos were established based on Achdavid Mishkan Chashiva Karleya, whatever was an important activity in the construction of the Mishkan is labeled as an Av. So that's why this phrase, Malachas Malshevis, carries over to Hilchos Shabbos. So usually we'll quote Malachas Malshevis to say that there's a ptur. Let's say a person is Mechal Shabbos, but he did the Malacha in an oifen of Mekalkel. So the Mishnah says, call him Mekalkel and ptur. Or a person does a Malacha Kelacha Yad. He's a righty and he writes with the left hand. So the Mishnah says in Shabbos, Hakosa Bismolo is not Chaim, unless he's a Shalib Bishtayot, unless he's ambidextrous. And then it's a Kedarkai. And so on and so forth. So there are a lot of din and malachas malshevis and hilchos Shabbos that you makel. Let's say the Gemara says if you carry pachas mekashir, if you carry wood, there's one shear. If you carry stone, it's a different shear. If you carry water, if you carry wine, whatever you carry metal, whatever you carry has a different shear. And then mishnayis, a whole perek on mishnayis, how much you have to carry from each item in order to be considered a full malacha. So there's a Gemara in Zvachim, the last line in the perek there, right before the perek Beishamai. So the Gemara says there, the last line in the perek, that if a person carries on Shabbos, pachas b'kashir, malachas machshavos asra Torah, so it sounds like it's mutam in Torah. Whenever the malacha lacks malachas machshavos, it can't be an isa deraisa. If it lacks malachas machshavos, it's not called a malacha. So there's a unique din in Hilchos Shabbos that if you do a malacha, de shinoi, so it's only going to be the rabbanon. But then sometimes you have the din in kol haTorah kulo. There's no bishul bikli sheni. So Tosis in Perikira, in the third perik in Shabbos, asks a question: what did he do in the kli sheni? Let's say he has water in a kettle and he pours the water from the kettle into a pot. And then he puts a raw egg into the burning hot water in the pot and the kli sheni. If the egg doesn't get cooked, so it didn't get cooked. So it's a metziah. So what do you need a din and bishul the kli sheni? It means that you did succeed in cooking the egg. So if you did succeed, so why is ain't bishul the kli sheni? So Tosfos says, because it's not normal. Because usually the tfanas mekareros, once you pour the water into the kli sheni, so the walls of the kli sheni are cold, so it's going to cause the water to cool down, to lose its heat. So it's not kedarkai to cook in a kli sheni. So since it's not kedarkai, that's why there's no bishul b'kli sheni. So one might have thought that this din ain't bishul b'kli sheni only applies to Hilchos Shabbos, because in Shabbos it's a din you need. Malachas Mashevet has to be a malacha kedarkai. If you do a malacha ide shinoi, it'll only be asur in the rabbanon. But the Gemara said beferish, the first daf in Perek Kol HaBasar in Chulin, we learned last year Chulin. First daf in Kol HaBasar said beferish that bishul b'kli sheni by basar b'chalav is only the rabbanon. It's not the raisa. So you see that the din of kedarka is a din in Kol HaTorah Kulo. Also, the Gemara says hamavashal b'chama. If you cook in the sun, hamavashal b'toldas hachama. I'm in the Sahara Desert and I have a frying pan that's sitting in the sun for 2 hours and it's burning hot. Then I take this. I have an erev. I take the frying pan from outside, it's burning hot, I take it into my kitchen, and I crack open an egg, and because it's burning hot, the egg gets fried. I make a fried egg, scrambled eggs. So that's bishul betoldas chama. If I cook the egg in the heat in the Sahara Desert, that's bishul bechama. If I take the frying pan from outside and I bring it into the house, I have an erev, so I'm not in violation of it, so I bring it into the house, then I crack open an egg. That's bishul betoldas chama. So the Gemara says, ben atarat bishul b'chama betoldas chama is not osir. It's only osir mit the rabbanan, bishul betoldas chama. B'chama, they never made exer. Betoldas chama, they made exer. So Rashi says, why is bishul b'chama betoldas chama? Why is it mutam in the Torah? Because ain't derech bishul b'kach. So also the Gemara says that Dina Bishal Bechama is not called Bishal. Applies by Korban Pesach also. It does not. Boshem Lushal Bamaim. You're not allowed to cook it. If you cook the Korban Pesach in water, you're right around a lab and you get Malkus. So the Gemara says if you do Bishal, be told as Chama, Bechama Tveri is told as Chama. So it's not an Issa Deraisa. So you see, it's a din in Kol HaTerukula also, not just a din in Hilchos Shabbos. Shalos, what about Pizman Hazeh? That a lot of people use solar energy. The heat of the sun is converted into electricity, and then they cook with that. So that's Toldos Chama. So today, Toldos Chama became a multi-billion-dollar industry. So how can you say that it's Ein Derech Bishul B'Kach? So the question is, when you say with something is not an Issa because it's Ein Darka B'Kach, does that depend on what was dark on the days of Maimon Har Sinai when the Torah was given? Or does it change in every generation? If it's dark in B'Kach B'Zman HaZeh, then it'll be a Malacha D'Oraisa. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that today, if you do Bishul with solar energy, he thought that would be a Din D'Oraisa. It depends on each generation. It doesn't depend on what it was in Maimon Har Sinai. There's such a problematic Marach or Zaruah. We must have mentioned that the Ozaruah was the Rebbe of the Maharam Rutenberg. He was the Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Sir Leon. He quotes a lot, Rabbi Yudah, the end of the Tkuf of the Bali Atesis. So he, the son of Rabbi Yitzchak Ozaruah, he lived in Vienna. Yitzchak Ozaruah lived in Vienna. So the son of the Ozaruah was Rab Chaim Maharach Ozaruah. There's a little sefer, Shadus Chuvas Maharach Ozaruah. Each Chuvah is just one paragraph, very short Chuvahs. So he has a chiddush that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Chuvas Maharach Ozaruah, he says, when the Torah was given, the normal garment that in that part of the world where Har Sinai was like the Arabs wear, with a big sheet that covers over the head, atifa, and it covers the body also. So he says, therefore, if you have a talus and you don't wear it over your head, there's no mitzvah of tzitzis ben haTorah. The Torah was given in the Middle East, and since that's where Har Sinai is. And since over 3,000 years ago, that was the normal way to dress, with a big sheet that you have atifa over the head and over the body. If you don't have atifa, so you're not chayv in tzitzis. So the common minig is that you do atifa when you say bracha lehisata b'tzitzis, because we're choshish for the chshasha bracha levatola. Since according to the Ozaru, the whole mitzvah tzitzis only applies if you have atifa, we're concerned there'll be a bracha levatol. But mikra din, we really don't hold like that. Mikra din, the Torah says, I can't fivik dam, as long as it's a beggar that people would wear, yechayim and tzitzis. So this is a big topic. Let's say, sozman kriyashma. When is sozman kriyashma in the morning? B'shach b'chav kumecha, b'shor shebenei adam, when people wake up. What time did people normally wake up? So in the days of Maimon Har Sinai, days of Matan Torah, days of the Tanakh, they didn't have electric lights. So they went to sleep and they woke up in the morning, depending on when the sun rises and the sun sets. So that's why the Sozman Kriyat Shema was established by the Tanaim. We paskin until the end of Gimel Shoaz Bayom, till Revi'ah Hayom, because Shekein, it says, Shach B'chav Kumecho, in the singular. So it means to tell you when the Miyud Bnei Adam are waking up. So the Miyud Bnei Adam are the Bnei Malachim. The Bnei Malachim lazy around in bed until 3 hours after sunrise. And then they jump out of bed. Normal people have to work for a living, have to go to Minyan, have to do something productive. But Bnei Malachim are retired from day number one. They don't work for a living. So they lay in bed until Sof Gimel Shoaz Bayom. So that's why we have established that Sozman Kriyat Shema is the end of Sof Gimel Shoaz Bayom, Revi'ah Hayom. So the question is, but now Bizman HaZeh, that everybody uses alarm clocks and electric bulbs, so they don't go to sleep anywhere near Shkia. People go to sleep 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, whatever, in the dormitories. They go to like 3 o'clock. And then they don't wake up. When they go to sleep, when they wake up, doesn't correspond to when the sun rises, when the sun sets. So that's a question that Mishkan is Yankov discussed. Maybe we should reconsider when is the Sozman Kriyat Shema for Shacharis and when is the Zman Kriyat Shema for Arvis? When are people going to sleep? People's sleeping habits and waking habits are not the same today as they used to be for so many generations. Okay, So that is an issue. Anyway, so here it's relevant in our Gemara. So the Gemara had two versions of Amar Anchab Dalan Amid Besim Sochim. Amar Rababo, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rababo says over name Rabbi Yechanan. So the first version is that by all Macholas Asuris, you only violate the Issa Deraisa Kederach Achila. Because Achila is a circumscribed act, a pula of having food go down the base, Avliya go down the throat into the food pipe, and it goes into the stomach, so that's called achila. So if you eat something, shluk derech achila, so there's no isa deraisa. So we assume it's only osam derabbanan. So because it's only osam derabbanan, that's why you have certain kulas. If it's if you have a choel shein b'sakana, you can't be matam and isa deraisa. You only matam and isa deraisa v'chad b'hem v'lo she'amas b'hem. If there's a suffix or a sex faker of a suffix sakana. But if the Yisr of Shalok Derech Echila, Shalok Derech Anah, the Yisr is only the Rabbanon, then the Gemara says the second Lashon on Chafeim Abeis. Ravina's daughter had a fever, and he smeared Shemen Zayis in a fashion, Shalok Derech. He took the Shemen Zayis out before the Zaysim were Nizbashlu, before the Zaysim were had Havashlish. That's not normal. Before Hanata, that's not normal. So the Gemara says, because of Shalok Derech, So they confronted him. Ma bar Rashi asked them, why are you not allowed to get Hanoah from the Zaysim? Shalok Derech Hanoah should be Asa. So the first version in the Gemara was that the daughter had a fever and it's a suffix sakana. Second version was, no, it's not a suffix sakana. It's not a suffix sakana, but for Chol Hashem B'sakana, we make it if a person is sick and he can't function normally. That's called the Chol Hashem B'sakana. If he's sick and he can't function normally, that's called a Bori with a Mechesh B'alma. But if he can't function normally, he has to lay in bed, or he has such a headache, he doesn't feel well. Chol Kol Gufo, so everything is slowed down, he can't function normally, that's called Chol Hashem B'sakana. So we allow one to violate this Issa D'Rabbanan. The Ran quoted the Ramban in the Torah Sa'odom. We're not matter all the Rabbanans, but we wouldn't be matter. That's the accepted opinion. We wouldn't be matter drinking Stam Yenam. That's a real Macholas Asuris from the Rabbanan, but we would be matter eating treif of food Deraisa Shaloka Derech Achila. Eating a treif is Deraisa Shaloka Derech Achila is only a Gzera. Eating stam yenam, that's a macholas asuris from the rabbanon. That's machomer. But if something is only exerit, then it's more kal. So that you would be makel if it's a chol Hashem b'sakana. Fine. So that was the gemara. So the first version, so the Gemara had two versions of what Rebbe Bo said. So the first version was that if you eat macholos hasur shalok derech achila, that it's not an isa deraisa, it's only an isa derabban. The second version was that not only does the din of shalok derech apply to achila, it even applies to hanoah. The first lashon in the Gemara holds it doesn't make sense to apply to hanoah. There's no specific pu'ula that's prohibited mitam hanoah. Whatever gives you hanoah, if you sell it, you make money. Or whatever you shmear your boots with the chaylev, whatever you do, if you use it as fuel in order to burn a candle or something, whatever you do when you get anos, so it's a violation of anos. How can you say shalok derech anos is not included? Anything in any form of anos is included. Achila, there's a specific act that's called achila when the food goes down the base of liya. So then, if it's shalok derech achila, that's not included in achila. So that we pass like the second lashon. Not only we should pass like the second lashon. Not only is there a din, shalok derech achilasan is only the rabbanon. Shalok derech hanaasam is also only the rabbanon. However, Abai says that there is an exception to the rule. What's the exception to the rule? He says by kloy haker. Okay, we'll get to Abai. So yesterday we started him. Am rabzer afanan amtini. He wants to prove that Rabbi Yechanan is right. They quote the Mishnah from Trumas. So the Mishnah Trumas is talking about one. It's a Mishnah Trumas, but it's talking about people violating Orla. So if you make juice from fruits that grew within the first 3 years, so just like the fruits are Asabana, so the juice is also Asabana. But it says you only get malchus if it's mashkem ayotzim min azeisim and min handovim, if it's grape juice or if it's olive oil. But if it's mashkem ayotzim mitoisim teina v'rimonim, pomegranate juice. Today, pomegranate juice is a multi-million dollar industry. And teinim is fig juice. And toisim is a berry juice. And today, they make juice out of everything. But in the days of the Tanaim, it wasn't normal to make juice out of toisim, teinim, and rimonim. So Rav Zeira says, my love, what's the reason why the Mishnah says you don't get malchus if you drink the other juices, kosher lo kederach? You only get malchus if you eat orla, if it's kederach achilosa. If you eat a shlo kederach achilosa, you don't get malchus. Abai tainis, bishleim yashmin and pri gufem. The pasuk says by orla, ba'araltem orlosoi espirio. Only the pri is osa. So Abai says, if you would show me a Mishnah that says that if you eat a pri of orla in an abnormal fashion, that then it would support Rabbi Yechanan. But you're telling me the Mishnah in Trumas that says if he drinks the juice, maybe it's a different reason why. Maybe the mashkem ayotzem and azeisem and enough olive oil and wine or grape juice are considered the pri. So therefore, you're in violation of the pasuk varalt malosa aspirio. The peri is asar. The din is the peri is asar and the shaymah the pri is also asar. Let's say the peel. Let's say you have an orange tree and it's within the first 3 years. And not only is the fruit of the orange asar, the peel of the orange is also asar. The Gemara learns that after the pasuk, the klipe orlo. By Kloy Hakerem, he Tosus on the next dot on Chavim and Aleph points this out. Dibar Maschal Ikorim Ne'asorim. So they quote on the third line in Dibar Maschal Ikorim, they say, Kidi Amin Lekama Dav Chavovim and Beis. The Gemara talks about Tanusha Hisiko. A person cooked some food in an oven. And what did he use as fuel to make the heat? What material did he burn? So he used some kind of material. That's also Mano. So what is asamano? So klipe orlo, the klipin, the peels of the orlo orange, or kashim shel kloyakerem. Kloyakerem, even the wood, even the stalk, not only the pri is asa, that's what Tosis proves. By orlo, it says in the Chumash, only the pri is asa. But by kloyakerem, not only the pri is asa, the part that's roi l'achil asadim, even the eights, is also asa. Eitz is not chayv and shumas amaisa. There's not din of tevel on eitz, only on the peris. But on kloy hakerem, Tosis points out once it's hosif masayim and the isa kloy hakerem sets in, so it even applies to the eitz and to the kashim, to the stalk, which is not roi lachila also. So again, so Abai Tainis, if to Rav Zeira, he said Rav Zeira wants the proof of that Mishnah in Masechus Trumas, that if you drink the juice from Toysim Teinavir Imoinim that were orla, that you're not like it. So he proves, you see, that Rabbi Yechanan is right. That if you eat trefahud shalok derech achilosa, it's not normal, then it's not an isa deraisa, you're not like it. The Rabbi says it doesn't prove the point. If the Mishnah would have told me that he's eating the pre shalok derech achilosa, that would show that Rabbi Yechanan is right. Maybe the reason why is because it's not dina kipri. So why is by Zaysim Ba'novim? So that's Rabbi Yeshua Shita. That's a machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua and the Mishnayis. So Rabbi Yeshua is usually when there's a machlokes Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, usually the din is not like Rabbi Lezer. Usually the din is Ruba de Ruba, overwhelming majority of the time. The Gemara says Rabbi Lezer Shamutehu. Rabbi Lezer was from the Beishamai. So all of his Shitas represent the minority opinion of Beishamai. And Rabbi Yeshua represents the Beisilu. So in overwhelming majority of the cases, we pass on like Rabbi Yeshua against Rabbi Lezer. So this is what Rabbi Yeshua says. Let's say, what bracha does one recite over grape juice or over olive oil? So the Gemara says, only the juice from the grapes and the olives are dina kipri. So you should really say, bari pri ha'etz on the grape juice and on the olive oil. But because wine is such a chashev thing, so the Chachamim made a super bracha, bari pri ha'gofen. What if by mistake the person said Bari Priha Eitz He said, Bari Pehes on potatoes, you're not Yoitze B'dievet. It doesn't grow on a tree. So what if you say Bari Pehes on grape juice, would you be Yoitze B'dievet? So in Shulchan Aruch, we pass on that, you are Yoitze B'dievet. Because Mikra Din, that's what the bracha really should have been. Olive oil, the Gemara says, in principle, you do say Bari Pehes. But the Gemara says, what do you mean? A guy's going to take a bottle of olive oil and drink it like this? That's not normal. Whenever a person eats something, Shaluk Ederach Achilosai, then the bracha is knocked down to shahakol. That's what the Gemara has a suffix. When a man brings his wife to the Beis HaMikdash, she's a soita. So she has to drink the Maim HaMorim. So you write the Parsha Soita. First you have her, the Kohen makes her swear she's innocent. She's not guilty of what the husband is choshed her of. And then after she takes the shvuah, then the Kohen has to write it down. Sefer means on a background of parchment. And then you erase it in a cup of water. And then she drinks that water. It's not poisonous. It doesn't taste good. And you put in a doba mar. It's maim morim. It's a bitter water, but it's not poisonous. So the Gemara has a safek in the Gemara Saita. What if she drinks the water through a straw? Is that considered kederach ha'ashtia or is it shelo kederach ha'ashtia? So because of that, that's what some in Europe, when did they ever drink through a straw? It wasn't a common practice. When they used to go to the spas for health purposes, and they used to drink mineral water. So they used to drink mineral water that they got from the earth, from under the ground. They used to drink the mineral water with a straw. So some said that if you want to say shahakal on the mineral water, you should say the bracha by drinking directly, because the Gemara had a suffix whether drinking through a straw is considered kederach shti or not. It's very strange. What bracha are you going to say anyway on water? You're going to say shahakal. Whenever you eat something, shalok kederach achila, so the Gemara said, you do say a bracha. You say shahakal. Not that if you drink shalok kederach achila, shalok kederach shti, you don't say a bracha at all. The bracha, whatever the bracha should have been, it's lower down to shahakal. So the mineral water is going to be shahakal anyway. That's strange what they say. You should, the first sip of water, if you want to say bracha, you say shahakal, drink it directly from the cup, and then the rest of the mineral water you should drink with the straw. What's the difference? Even in shalok kederach, it's going to be shahakal anyway. So, and then today, it probably is kederach. Today is considered kederach. That's if a person will drink, it's kederach to drink soda through a straw. Is it kederach to drink wine through a straw? I never saw it. Would that cancel the bracha because it's not normal to drink wine through a straw? Children drink chocolate milk through a straw. They drink milk through a straw. They drink soda through a straw. You don't drink wine through a straw. So do you judge each thing individually? I don't know. It's a question. Will it knock down the bracha from Bar Piagofa? So the Gemara says, if you drink olive oil.
Here in the yeshiva for Shabbos, so everything's prepackaged. So some weeks they give out little grape juice boxes with straws.
Oh, yeah? So it became normal already. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So then it's going to be Bar Piagofa? Okay. Okay. So the Gemara discusses in Brochus, the Gemara says, only Mashkema Yotzim, we pass like Reb Bishu against Reb Lezer. So Mashkema Yotzim and Azesim and Menanovim is Dino Kipri. So you can say Bari Pri Ha'etz on olive oil. But the Gemara says, when? If you drink olive oil, just take a bottle of olive oil. It's ridiculous. It's not normal. People don't. So the Brochus, is not, even though it should have been Bari Pri Ha'etz, but it's shalok kederach shtia, because it's not healthy to drink just plain olive oil. The Gemara says the bracha will be knocked down to shahakal then. The Gemara says, no, if the guy has a sore throat and he's eating and he's drinking something else and he's going to pour in a lot of olive oil is going to become the ikar because it's not alone, it's together with other stuff. So you don't say shahakal. It is normal because for health purposes. So then you would say bar prihoitz. So the Gemara says that Mashkem Ayotzim and Azesim and Anovim has the din of the pri, and therefore you can say Bari Pihaitz on those two Mashkem. But the Mashkem Ayotzim and Atosim Tainim and remind him, and that you say Shahakol, because it's not Dina Kipri. So that's the question, why is Zesim Anovim singled out? Why is it different? So in Brochus, in Perik Ketzim Avorchim, there's a Machlekes HaRishonim. So But some Mishnayim say, look on the bottom of the Rosh, the Dibri Chamuris, Lechem Chamuris, whoever it is there by the Tosfos Yontif. So he quotes this Machlokes Rishonim. So some Mishnayim say, because the Chumash singles out, Reishit Digon Chati Rosh Chavi Yitzarecha. The Chumash singles out Tirosh V'Yitzar. Tirosh is grape juice, and Yitzar is olive oil. So the Chumash singles out, so it's Dina Kipri. And other Rishonim say, no, not because the Chumash singles it out. It has a Hashivas, because it's mentioned so many times in Tanakh. No, because it's normal to plant grapes and to plant olives, aldas, to make grape juice out of it, and aldas to make olive oil out of it. So let's say today, when you have orange juice or apple juice, there are two kinds of oranges. They're eating oranges and juice oranges. So the companies who make the orange juice, Tropicana makes orange juice, they have acres and acres of farms where they planted oranges specifically in order to make orange juice. So the Chazon Ish holds la halacha like that, that the reason why Zeisim Mashkem HaYotzim and HaZeisim HaNovim is still Bar Pihu Eitz is not because the Tanakh singled out Tirosh V'Yitzar, because it's planted al das kein. So the same would apply Bizman HaZeh. If they planted apples in order to make an apple juice company, planted acres and acres and acres, thousands of acres of farmland, in order to make apples, to make apple juice, not to make apples, let's make apple juice. Or they planted oranges in order to make orange juice. So that would also be Bar Pihoitz, because it's Dina Kipri. The reason why Zeis Ma'anovim is Dina Kipri is because not the Inchi Adaita Dachi. That's what people had in mind when they planted. Today they have everything. They have pomegranate juice. They have everything. They make juice from everything. So whenever the companies planted it, Al das kein, so then the bracha would be, it wouldn't be shahakal, according to the Chazon Ish, the bracha wouldn't be shahakal, it would be Bar Pihu Eitz. Originally, when Yeshiva Kol Torah was founded in Yerushalayim, it was founded by Yekesh Rabbanim. Shlomo Zalman was not a Yekesh, but he was the Rosh Yeshiva there for many years. So all the Yekesh from Washington Heights used to send their children to learn in Kol Torah, because they all knew Rabbi Neuwirth from childhood on. They knew him. They were children brought up together in Germany, and they knew the other Rabbanim. So one of the Ekesha boys told me that he was in Rabbi Neuwirth. Rabbi Neuwirth is one who wrote Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosa. So for many years, he gave a shiur in Kol Torah. So he was in Rabbi Neuwirth's shiur the first year that he taught in Kol Torah, and he gave a Bikiya shiur in Perakets Mevarchim. He didn't give a regular shiur. He started off by giving a Bikiya shiur. So when the Menayel came in to give a bechina to the Talmidim, so the Menayel asked, what bracha do you say on orange juice? So the boy said, it depends where you live. So the Menayel said, what? So he said, if you live in Bnei Brak, you follow the Chazon Ish, and you say Bar Pihu Eitz on the orange juice. And if you live anywhere else in the world, you say Shahakal on orange juice. So Rabbi Neuwirth had a big smile on his face, because that's what he had told him in class. And the Menayel was stunned. A funny answer. It depends where you live. If you live in, that's good. Chazon Ish holds like that. It's a Shaila Shmita. There's a din. The pears that grow in Eretz Yisrael and Shnas HaShmita have a Kedusha. Have Kedusha as Peres Shviyas. What's the significance of Kedusha as Peres Shviyas? So it's all based on one word in the Chumash, in Parashas Bahar. It says, V'yisrael Shabbos Oros Lechem Le'ochlo. The word Le'ochlo. So you learn out all the din. So you learn Le'ochlo V'lo Lehefsid. You're not allowed to throw out Peres Shviyas unless they're not Roy Lachila anymore. So let's say a person eats vegetables, person eats an apple, eats half an apple, and he's full. He doesn't want to finish eating that. So what's he going to do with the extra half apple? He's going to put it away in the refrigerator. Yeah, he's going to throw it out in the garbage. He's going to put it in the refrigerator. He's going to eat a new apple tomorrow. He's not going to eat the leftover half apple. But if it's Shemitah, let's say they gave him a whole platter full of vegetables, and he ate some of them, and he leaves over. So what is he going to do with the leftover vegetable? He's not going to save it till tomorrow. We assume there's no baltashkes because he's not going to eat it anyway tomorrow. They're going to give him fresh vegetables tomorrow. But if it's perishvies, then you're not allowed to throw it out. That's din liochla balola hefsin. Liochla balola melugma. You're not allowed to take perishvies and make them into medications, because medications are only eaten by sick people and healthy people don't eat it. So that's a violation of liochla. You're not allowed to use tvua that grew in Shemitah that has Kedusha's Peres Shviyas to bring a korban mincha with it to the Beis HaMikdash, because you're going to do kmitz and burn the kmitz on the mizbeach. And if it's a minchas kohen, you're going to burn the whole thing. There isn't going to be any shirayim that are going to be nechal. So that's the din liyachla v'lo lehepsid liyachla v'lo lemenachas liyachla v'lo lemelugma. You're not allowed to make melugma, means a medication out of it. And liyachla v'lo leschari, you're not allowed to make big business with the perishvies. If I plucked, let's say, 2 pounds of apples, all the farms, everything is hefker. So I plucked 15 apples I have in my house. So my next door neighbor asked me, can I give them some apples? I said, but I was matriarch to go get it. They said, they'll pay me. So they give me a nickel or a dime from every apple that I give them. So that's not big business. I can't retire. I can't make a parnasa by selling 5 cents an apple. If I say, if I'll sell thousands and thousands of apples like that, then it'll be a violation of liyochla v'lo l'schar. But just to sell 5 apples to the next neighbor for a nickel each, and I made a quarter, that's not a violation of liyochla v'lo l'schar. So that's the din of Kedusha's perishvies. So one of the din is liyochla v'lo l'hepsid. So if you're going to take, let's say, have perishvies, have oranges grew during Shemitah, and I'll squeeze it out and make orange juice. So the orange is called the pri. When I make orange juice, it's not called the pri. That's how we hold, like Rabbi Yeshua. Only the mashma yotzim and azesim and andavim is considered a pri, even though it's a liquid form. The wine and the olive oil and all the other juices, all the other fruit juices are not considered a pri. So you're not allowed to, Gemara Bracha says in Perikates Mevarchim, you're not allowed to take perish vias and make a juice out of it because you just destroyed the pri. But the Zeis and Avim were allowed to. So the Chayodim wrote a sefer. Chayodim writes in the Hagdamah to this sefer. The name of the sefer is, I mentioned it the other day. The name of the sefer is Shari Tzedek, a thin sefer. And he writes in Hagdamah, he really had a strong desire to move to Eretz Yisrael. It was a big Zionist. He wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael, but he saw towards the end of his life, it's not going to happen. It's not going to go. So he wants to write a sefer on Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. At least he'll be yotze with that. Like if you can't bring karbonis, so the Ribbono Shel Olam says, recite the parshas of karbonis, and the Shalma farm starts saying. So he wrote a whole sefer that's called Shari Tzedek, a thin sefer. It's part of the Chochma Sodom. It has all the dinim, all the mitzvah tlis barit. So he writes that you're not allowed to take oranges or apples from perishvies and make apple juice or orange juice. And the Chazon Ish writes that Bizman Hazeh, it's mutter. Because since Bizman Hazeh, not the yin tira daita dochi, he paskens like those Rishonim. That they all depend. It's not that Zeisim Anovim are singled out by the Tanakh. No, because Zeisim Anovim, they planted it al das to make the juice from it. So the same would apply to pomegranate juice or to any other juice. Apple cider, or orange juice, everything. If they planted al das kein, then it still retains the din of a pri, and the bracha will be bari pri ha'etz when you drink the apple cider and when you drink the orange juice. And if you squeeze out the juice in shnas hashmitah, there won't be a problem. It's not a violation of liochla v'lo lehefsid, because it's even if they make the juice, it's still considered pri. So it's not that you destroyed the pri; you made something else out of it. Let's say during Shnas HaShemitah, there are potatoes that grow from the ground and it has Kedusha's perishvies. So you're allowed to cook it. People don't eat raw potatoes. The behemoths eat raw potatoes. The people eat cooked potatoes. So that's mutter. To cook perishvies is mutter. But to squeeze out the juice, and when it was in the fruit, it had a din of a pri. When you squeeze it out, the mashkema yotzim, we pass like Rabbi Yeshua. Mashkema yotzim from the other fruits, other than zeis mandavim, is not dina kipri. So then you destroyed the pri, you made something else out of it. Not that you just tweaked it a little bit. So that's the shaila, whether that din still applies bizman hazeh. The shaila also, let's say, you have an apple cider company in Eretz Yisrael or an orange juice company, and you made orange juice and you made apple cider. And you weren't mafresh shumas and maisis yet. Whatever grows in Eretz Yisrael 6 years, whatever grows in Shnas HaShemitah, you're supposed to be mafkir. Ashvi's tishmaten when attached. Once you mafkir it, so it's potter from shumas and maisis. But the other 6 years, you're not mafkir. So you chayv in shumas and maisis. So the Gemara says in the end of Chulin, Daf Kuv, not the end, second half of Chulin, Daf Kuv Chav, So the Gemara says in Chulin that the real din trumah, you don't have a full din of trumah on the mashkem ayotzim pentosim teinim v'rimonim. If you're mafresh trumah on olive oil, you made olive oil, you made grape juice, you can be mafresh trumah because the trumah can be chal because it's still din of kipri. But if you made apple juice, orange juice, then you can't be mafresh trumah. So that's what Rav Velvela Soloveitchik used to be makpid about that. He said the apples and the oranges that grow in Eretz Yisrael become tevel. So you're not allowed to eat it until you're mafresh. Then if you mafresh it when it's in the form of a fruit, it's good. But if you weren't mafresh, the trumah is mice until you made juice out of it. So the Mashke Mayotzim, he went with the normal shita, with the chayodim shita, the normal shita, that the din didn't change, even as man as that. Most people, when you drink apple cider or orange juice, you say shahakol. Those who don't live in Bnei Brak, usually people don't follow the chazanish on this. So you say shahakol, because it's not din in Kipri. So the Brisker Rav said, if you have the apples, you have a ton of apples, so you have a ton of oranges, and it became tevel. And then you squeezed it out, and you weren't mafresh truma samaisa. You squeezed it out, now you want to be mafresh. So the Gemara says you can't be truma doesn't have a din of truma on it. So if you're not mafresh truma, everything will remain tevel. So it'll be tevel, and you can't be mafresh. It's tevel, and there's no way to be misakan the tevel. So the Chazanish disagreed. So the Chazanish disagreed. Lishitosa, he held that the orange juice and the apple juice is dina kipri. Just like Zeisman Ovim, Bizman HaGemara was the Mashkem HaYotzim from the Zeisman Ovim. We pass like Rabbi Yeshua against Rabbi Lezer. The Mashkem HaYotzim and Zeisman Ovim is Dina Kipri. So Bizman HaZeh, they plant the apples and the oranges al das to make juice. So everything is Dina Kipri. So it will be Truma. But the Chazanish said, even if you hold Nafil and Andiach, not like his Shita, that you hold is not Dina Kipri, but he said, it can't be. It cannot be. You're telling me that it became tevel before you squeezed it out. And then it remains, the isa tevel remains after you make it into juice. And it's tevel that doesn't lend itself to a heter hafrasha because truma can't be chal because it's not dina kipri. So he said it can't be. Mimanam shach. If it retains the isa tevel, tevel means that you weren't yet mafresh trumas and maises. If it's impossible to be mafresh, then it's not tevel. It can't be that it's an Issa Tevel and it's impossible to be mafresh. So they say that the Brisker Rav had a comment. They lived in Eretz Yisrael for a few years. They both lived in Eretz Yisrael. Chazanish came before the war. And the Brisker Rav came in the middle of the war. He ran away from the Nazis. His wife and some of his children were killed by the Nazis. So they say the Brisker Rav said that you think that it's just a machloikis, one little detail machloikis between me and the Chazanish. No, it's a machloikis in Hashkofen. The Chazanish is of the opinion that every problem has a solution. And I'm of the opinion that sometimes there's a problem that there's no solution. He was very serious, dead serious. Chazanish was a more cheerful person, personality-wise. He was a more cheerful person. Yeah. So they have shiurim from Rav Velvela on Gemara Menachos on Perek Rabbi Shmuel. That's the Perek that a lot of people learn on the second day Pesach because it's all about bringing the Mincha Soim, and the Mincha Soim was brought the first day Chol Hamoed Pesach. That's the second day Pesach. So the so Rav Velvela Soloveitchik gave shiurim probably in Europe, and they're available. So he pointed out. He makes an innocent comment printed on the side of the Gemaras and Zvachim and Menachos. You have the Shita Mekubetzes. So sometimes they have brief comments and sometimes they have long paragraphs in the Shita Mekubetzes. So there's one Shita Mekubetzes in the middle of a paragraph of Shmuel and Menachos where he talks about something became tevel, fruits became tevel, then you plant it in the ground. So the Issa Tevel remains and calls Manas Mechuba Lekarke, it can't be Mafresh Truma. So Rav Velvela Soloveitchik has an innocent comment. You see from this Shita Mekubetzes that there's such a thing that has an Issa Tevel and it doesn't lend itself to Heta HaFrosha. That was his disagreement with the Chazanish. Chazanish said that there is no such thing. In order to become Tevel, in order that the Issa Tevel should set in, you have to have that there's a Chiyav HaFrosha. But once the Chiyav HaFrosha is there and that it sets in an Issa Tevel, then the Briskarab said the Issa Tevel can remain even if it reaches a point that it's impossible to be Mafresh, Shumas and Maises on it. So that's what the Briskarab had a Shid Mukubetzos like that. If you had a fruit that was tevel and then you planted it in the ground and it took root, so now kol zman it's mechubel lekarka, it retains the yisa tevel. But if you lean over and eat the fruit, you'll be in violation of the yisa tevel. But you can't be mafresh shumas and maisis kol zman that it's mechubel lekarka. So you see that it can retain an yisa tevel even though now it no longer lends itself to hafrosh. Not exactly the same, because after you detach it, then you can't be mafresh. Still, that doesn't really disprove the Chazanish's point. Anyway, so that's what we're up to over here. So Abai argues, but Rab Zera says, I have a Mishnah in Trumas that supports what Rabbi Yochanan said, that whenever you eat macholas asuris, orlos macholas asuris, also, so if you drink orlo juice, shaluk aderach achila, you're drinking pomegranate juice, which in the days of the Gemara was not practiced at all. Today, it's very common that people have lemonade. During the lifetime of Rabbi Yosef Kara, that's when they started making lemon juice. And he writes in the Sefer, he heard that in Egypt, he didn't live in Egypt, he lived in Tzfat, but he heard that in Egypt, they started to make lemon juice, so maybe the dinim changed a little bit in the Hilchos Shabbos. He writes like that. And that's when it says in the Goyish history books also. And in the 1500s, that's when they started making lemon juice in Egypt. So whenever you start making juice out of all these things, then it becomes a kedarka. But in the days of the Tanaim, the drink, the juice, and the toisim teinim would have been shalei kedarka. So that's where Abzeir proved in the Mishnah that if you drink the juice, or the juice, and toisim teinim rimanim, not like it, because shalei kedarka achilosa, it's not normal. So that proves Rabbi Yochanan is right. So Abai says it doesn't necessarily prove. If you would show me a Mishnah that says you eat the pre shalukadarach achilosai, that you're not like it, that would support Rabbi Yochanan. But you show me about the mashkem ayotzim, maybe the mashkem ayotzim is because it's zeya bialma. Zeya bialma means the juice that comes out. In other words, it din is that it's not dina kipri, and the iser orlo is only aralta malosa is period. So the mashkem ayotzim is not dina kipri. I let it be, let's say, chazir, pork is asa b'achila. Bisar ha-chazir is asa. What if, let's say, the chazir gives off milk? So milk from the chazir is also asa. Let's say a camel. A camel is a macholas asuris, a behemoth tmeya. So the cholav of a behemoth tmeya is also asa. That's a yotzim and a tami tami. There's a mishnah in the first parak in Chorus, around the above and the base asa. The milk that comes from a kosher animal is kosher. The milk that comes from a non-kosher animal is trait. Or the eggs that are developed by an eagle are trait. The eggs, because an eagle is a non-kosher bird. The eggs that are developed by a hen are kosher. That's yotzmen atohar tohar, yotzmen atame tome. So here, what's the din, let's say, if someone drinks the milk from a camel or someone eats an egg from an eagle? Do you get malchus or not? So the Rambam's opinion is, beferish, that Yotzmen Atami learned that from a pasuk, that it's aser basayana. Why does it say basayana? Only the female of the ostrich is aser. The male of the ostrich is mutter. It's not so. If the female is aser, the male is aser. The Gemara says basayana means beitza soiftame is also. So the Rambam's opinion is that if you eat a yotzim and atome, there's an iser, but it's only an iser asay. It's not dumi dalab the chasim, so you're not like it. And Tosfos in Perek Elotrefus disagrees. Tosfos holds that once the pasuk tells you that a yotzim and atome, so just like you get malchus if you eat the pork, so too if you drink the milk from the pig, you also get malchus. If you eat the egg from the ostrich, you also get malchus. Rav Chaim in the Sefer and the Rambam talks about that machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam. That the Rambam says beferish that there's no malchus on that on yotzim and atame, and the Tosfos sheet is that there is malchus. So here, Lishleima, according to the Rambam, we understand why the Mashkem Hayotzim and Azesim and Minu Anovim, my Mashkem Hayotzim, from the Toysim Teinim Virimainim, you're not like it, because it's not the pre itself. That's what our Baitan is, because it's Zebi Alma, it's not the pre itself. The Mashkem from the Zesim Anovim is Dina Kipri. So if you drink those Mashkem that are Orla, then you're eating the pre, Varatam Alosa is Pirio. So then you get Malkus. But if you drink the Mashkem from Toysim Teinim Virimainim, it's not the pre itself and you're not like it. It's also because of Yotzim and Atome, because the fruit is Orla. The Toysim Teinim Virimainim are Orla. And this is the juice that comes out from it. So that's Yotzim and Atome. It's Osir and Atome, but you wouldn't be like it. According to Toysis, that you like it whenever you eat a Yotzim and Atome, you like it. So why shouldn't you get Malkus over here? Because of Yotzim and Atome. Forget about that. It's not Dina Kipri. Zeh Biyama means that it's not the pre itself. And Mizman Zeh the Chazanish holds that if you planted Al Das Kain, it is the pre itself. But even according to Tosfos, why aren't you Loike? Because it's a Yotzim and Atome. A Yotzim and Atome Tome. Tosfos asks a different kasha. Miu Tema, the last line in the Tosfos on Chav Dalan and Beis Elohocha, Shum de Zeh Bialmu, the last line that bothered with Akasha. When you drink the juice from the fig juice, or you drink the juice, the pomegranate juice, it tastes, has the same flavor as the pomegranate. So, and the pomegranate itself is Asur, because it's the pre of Orla. So why don't you say, Tam Ki Iker? Since the juice has the same flavor as the pre itself, obviously, it got the flavor from the pre. So why shouldn't it be also because of Tam Kika? That's Tosis Kash. Yeah, that's also a question. There's a big Tosis in Avodah Zarah in Achulin where they have a big machlokes. What's an example of Tam Kika? Let's say I have vegetable soup, kosher vegetable soup, and I pour a little bit of chazer schmaltz in, and I poured in so much. I poured in a lot of chazer schmaltz. It's less than 50%, so it's bottled beroiv, but it's nice and tam. When I it was a vegetable soup, you had one flavor. Now it tastes like schmaltz. It tastes schmaltzy, but the schmaltz component is less than 50%, so it should have been bottled beroiv. So that's the din of tam kiker. Since the chazer schmaltz, trefer chazer schmaltz, since the trefer chazer schmaltz succeeds in giving the sinas tam in the vegetable soup, so you're not allowed to eat it. That's tam kiyikim. So that's a big machlokes in the Tanoim. Where is it learned out? In Chumash. Which pasuk is it? There's a machlokes about the tam kiyikim. Is there Isa there Rabbanim? Rashi happens to pask on tam kiyikim. Love their Isa. The Shulchan Aruch seems to pask on against Rashi. Like Taisa, the tam kiyikim is their Isa. Okay? The pashtas in the Shulchan Aruch is that they pask on like Taisa. Either beferish like Taisa or misafik. Either b'toras vada, b'toras sofik, they're machmer like Tosfos that tam kiker is their eyes. But then the next question is, which pasuk is it learned out from? Maybe tam kiker is their eyes, but maybe you're in a loike. Maybe there's no malchus like a yotzim and a tome. If you drink pig's milk or you eat the egg from the eagle's egg or an ostrich egg, so it's treif min atara, that's yotzim and a tome. But the Rambam holds Yotzim and Atome, there's no Malkus. And maybe Tam Kik, and maybe there's an Issa Deraisa. But maybe you learn that from a Pasuk, there's no Malkus. So that's a big Machlokes in Tosfos. Some of the Balei HaTosfos interpreted the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that Tam Kik is Deraisa, but it's only an Issa Esse. It's not an Issa Lab, and there's no Malkus. Oh, if you say like that, if you say Tam Kik, there's no Malkus, then there's no Kasha over here. Tosfos asks, how can you say that there's no malchus if you drink the juice of the pomegranate juice, but the pomegranate itself is orlo? So if you eat the pomegranate, you get malchus. So tam kiker, you should get malchus also. So if you hold there's no malchus on tam kiker, there's no kasha. And the same thing, the other kasha that we posed, the Rishonim asked that kasha. Let it be yotzim and atome tome. Why isn't it yotzim and atome tome? The Stipler has an interesting comment here. If you take a look, he gives an answer on both kashas. Why isn't it Yotzim and Atome? Why shouldn't it be Tam Kiyika? Okay. It's an interesting topic. According to the Rambam, the kasha yetz manatami is not true, because yetzay there's no malchus. It's only get malchus if it's the pri itself. But if it's a yetzay manapri, then you're not like. In Achrayim, there's an expression zeh bialma. They got it from the Loshon HaGemara here, but in the Achrayim it means a different, totally different concept. When you make schnapps, so you distill it. So in the distillation process, you have alcohol. Alcohol evaporates, I think, at 50 degrees centigrade, something like that. And water evaporates at 100 degrees centigrade. So if you heat up, if you have the schnapps, you were soaking the grain in the water for a long time, and then it develops and it turns into alcohol. So if you cook it till 50 degrees centigrade, so the alcohol will evaporate and the water will remain behind. So that's called distillation. The alcohol evaporates, and then you put something on top. When it turns into steam, put something on top that it should fall into a different container, and you just succeeded in separating the water from the alcohol. So let's say the alcohol was treif, chametz. The alcohol was treif, it's chametz b'pesach. But then when you heat it and you evaporate, it turns into steam. It's not roi l'achila. It's not roi l'achila sodom. But then the end of the distillation process is going to turn into schnapps. It's going to be, what do you call it, when it turns back into liquid. First it evaporates, and then, I forgot what the word is in English.
Condensation.
So then it condenses. So the question is, because it was nifsal me'achila for a few seconds when it was in the form of steam, but then you did the condensation, so then it turns back into royal achila. So you say, once it was nifsam achila sodom, so it remains mutter. It remains. That's what the Chavos Das said. We mentioned the Chavos Das the other day. The Chavos Das pointed out there are two different kulas. There's one din, if you eat treif of food shalot kederach achila, so it's only an isa de rabbanim. Then there's another din, if you have treif of food that nifsal me'achila sodom, that's a different gemara in Avodah Zarah. Our Gemara says if you eat treif of food shalot kederach achila, so we gave examples. The Rambam gives an example. He made his ham and eggs, and he just fried the ham and the eggs, and it's burning hot, and he swallows it down his throat. When it's burning hot, so he burns his tongue and he burns his throat. So that's not nifsal me'achila. That's eating shalot kederach achila. Or he takes out the ham from the freezer and he eats it when it's hard like a rock, it's ice cold. It's not normal. People don't eat it like that. So that's not called nifsam achila. That's called shaloka derech achilos. Nifsam achila means it got spoiled. So the Chavos Das is a sefer on Yerideya authored by the Nesivos. So the Chavos Das in Siman Kuf Gimel draws this distinction. If you put the ham in the freezer and temporarily it's ice cold, hot like a rock, like an ice cube, and you can't eat it, that's not called nifsam achila sodom, because you don't have to be a chemist with a special procedure to make it back royal achila sodom. Just take it out of the freezer, it'll become royal achila sodom. Or you fried your ham and eggs and it's burning hot and you can't eat it because mine is burning hot, so you blow on it, or you wait till it cools down a little bit, then it will be royal achila. So that's not called nifsam achila. If you eat it when it's burning hot, ice cold, that's eating at shaloka derech achilasa. So even though for a few moments, if you would have eaten, it would have been shaloka derech achilasa. But if you wait till it cools down, or you wait till it defrosts, then you eat it, that's called kederech achilasa. That'll be an isa derais. But he says, if you have the treif of food became nifsam achilasadam, and then somehow you succeeded in making royal achilasad, you report in so much sugar and so much flavoring that now you can't even taste the fact that it was spoiled before. Or you did some, let's say, I cooked the vegetable soup with ink, and it tastes awful. And then I have some chemical procedure where I can remove all of the ink, and now it's going to taste delicious. But a chemical procedure, a layman can't do that. You have to know, you need a special procedure to make it back royal achila again. So that's what the Chavos Das is mechadish based on the Gemara in the end of Temura, that once it nifsam achilas adam, then it becomes mutter and it's not chayzer v'niya. So that's what some of the Gedolei Achronim said by any schnapps. So all schnapps is kosher l'Pesach. All schnapps is kosher l'Pesach because they distilled it. They evaporated it and then it constant, what was again the word?
Condenses.
Condensed. Then it condensed, it turned back into liquid. But since there was a period of time that was not Roel Achila, it was a vapor, it was gas. When it's steam, it's not in the form of, it's not edible. It's in the form of gas. So then even though later on it condenses and it becomes a mashke again, it'll be mutter. So there were some who held like that. There's some paskan halacha lemai said that on their abundance it's mutter, on their rices it's asa. So let's say chametz bit Pesach, you have a bottle of schnapps, that the schnapps was distilled. So chametz is an isa deraisa. So they're not prepared to be mekel on the distilled schnapps with Pesach. But let's say you have cognac or you have brandy. So brandy and cognac started off as trefa wine, regular cognac and brandy in the store. So it started off as trefa wine and then they distill it. So it started off as stam yenim. The stam yenim is only the rabbanim. So there's some poskim hold that this kula of distillation, they call that zeh bialma, zeh meaning evaporation. If you evaporated, then you condensed it. So then condensation. So that zeh bialma. So some are mekel on the rabbanim. There were Chaim Oizer writes in his tshuva in Achiezer, there were religious Jews in Europe who wouldn't drink trefa wine, but they would drink brandy or cognac. Either bracha is bar piagofen. The pashtus is the bracha and cognac and brandy. Let's say it's kosher, brandy or cognac. The bracha is bar piagofen because it started off as wine and it's a shtani lemalyusa. It's more expensive. People are prepared to pay more money for the brandy or for the cognac because it's a shtani lemalyusa. They separated all of the water and they only have the alcohol. So the many poskim say that it, Tzipi Frank has that, he quotes Rabbi Yankevem, then holds like that, that cognac and brandy is bor piagofen because it's ishtani limal yusen. So that's Rabbi Chaim Oizer writes. There are many religious Jews who wouldn't drink trefa wine, but they would drink cognac and brandy because of zeh bialma and their abundance. Zeh bialma, you matter their abundance, you're not matter their isis. And others hold Yamatar even their Isa. But that's not what it means in the Gemara. The Gemara, when it says Ebiyam, it just means that the Mashke Mandan Tidam Kipri, because that's the Shitas Rabbi Yeshua against Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yeshua says only Mashke Mayotzim and Azesim Anovim Dinam Kipri, and the others are not. Okay. So that's the Gemara. So we do accept, we accept Rabbi Yochanan's Din. That if you eat tray for food, shalok ederach achilasa, you get hanos, shalok ederach hanosa, it's only an isa derabon and it's not an isa deraisa. The Rambam had a different shita. The Rambam is not based on the Babla. We spoke a little bit yesterday that the Rambam paskins like the Yerushalmi, that whenever it says, kamokim shenema leyochla lesochlo lesochlo, isa achila is pshutu shal mikra, isa hanos is not pshutu shal mikra, it's a drush over the Torah Shabbal Peh. Just like a lav shebechlola, so that's why it ain't a loike, because lefi pshuto shal mikra there is no isa hanoa. Isa hanoa is only learned out through a drasha of the Torah Shabbal Peh. That's not it doesn't fit into the Babli at all. That's the Yerushalmi has like that. The Babli is mashma if you get hanoa kederach hanosim then you would be loike. Just if you get hanoa shalok kederach hanosim then you're not loike. So the Magid Mishnah said no. The Rambam is based on the Babli. He says anything that's edible. And you got, and anything that's osa b'achila and osa mana, you get any other hanoah other than achila. So all other hanoahs are considered shaloka derech hanoahs. That's a difficult Magen Mishnah. It's very difficult. So shaloka derech hanoahs, so the holy sana is only the Rabbanan. So that's where the Magen Mishnah is forced into saying, no, shaloka, it's shaloka derech hanoahs, and it's like a chatzi shir. Now chatzi shir is osa mana Torah. The Gemara said the parish, look at the Hanos is only awesome and Rabbanan. That's where you make all if it's Cholish Emesakona. So it doesn't fit in with the Babli. But the Magen Mishnah said simply, doesn't fit in with the Babli. The Rambam Paskin like the Yerushalmi is not based on the Babli. That's the pashtus. Okay. So then you have Abai. He says this whole we. There were two Lashonis in the Gemara before, when Rabbi Bo said over in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. So the first version was, if you eat macholas asura shalok derech achilos, because achila is a circumscribed act. There's a human activity that's called achila. So we can define it. It's only called achila if you eat kederech achilos. If you eat shalok derech achila, it's burning hot or it's ice cold, hot like a rack. That's not called kederech achila. Hano, that's the going to the first lashon in the Gemara. There's no such thing as shaluk derech hano. Then this, we accept the second lashon that not only shaluk derech achila, if it's an iser achila, which is also osa mahano, so then just like the achila is only osa kederech achilosa, so the hano is also only osa kederech hano. But what if it's an iser hano that doesn't start off as an iser achila? He says by kloy hakerem. So that's what Abai says. Omar Abai, hakol moedim ekloy hakerem. There were two lushainas. There were two lushainas. What did Rabbi Yechanan say? So he says, and according to the second lushan, according to the second version of Rabbi Yechanan, not only by Yisuri Achila, when you each look derech Achila, it's only the Rabbanan. If you get Hanosh, look at derech Hanosh, it's also only the Rabbanan. But he says, but all the versions agree, hakal moedim, everyone would agree, b'kloi hakerim, that you look, even shaluk at derech hana'osam, even according to the second lashon. My time is shemdalaksibu achila. If the Chumash says achila, and an achila is only osam in a Torah, k'derech achila, so even the Yisra hana, which is a drasha of the Torah Shabbat Pen extension, the Yisra achila is also only k'derech hana. But if it doesn't say achila, it says pen tigdash hamleya zeresh atizra. It says Pentigdash, since it doesn't say Loshan Achila, Mishum Delaksibu Achila. The Gemara Kasha Meisvei. The Gemara has a Kasha against Abai. So what do they ask? So Tosis points out there is a Machlokes HaTanoim regarding Basa B'cholov. They all agree Basa B'cholov is also B'bishul. That's a Pasuk in Chumash. L'Sevashal G'di B'cholevimai. And all the Tanoim agree that Basa B'cholov is also B'achila. But they argue, is it also B'hano? So Isi ben Yehuda is one of the many Tanoim, the majority of Tanoim who say the Basa B'cholov is also Bahanoah as well. And Tosis quotes, and the Tosis Dima Masra Amrit Kal V'chomer. So Tosis says, Chulin Gaf Kuf Tezayin, Ika Tana, there is an opinion Tanoim, the Yalef Hochi, the Sava Basa B'cholov, Ulloi Osa Bahanoah. This is a Machlokes HaTanoim, whether Basa B'cholov is also Bahanoah or not. What's the issue? Because what's the issue? So Tosis explains very well. What do you do if you have two ways to darshan a pasuk, two ways to establish the din? If you hold from the gzeirah shava, then the din goes in one direction. If you hold from the, if you hold from a kal v'chaymer, the din will go in a different direction. So what do you do if there's a conflict between a kal v'chaymer and a gzeirah shava? So Tosis says, no, it's a davar pashut. You pass on like the gzeirah shava. Xerushava, where they have a Kabbalah. Eranam dog Xerushan can keep Lame Rabbi. So when you have a conflict between a Xerushava and a Kabbalah, so you certainly follow the Xerushava. So what's the conflict over here? Basa B'cholov, it says, Gam Karish Atol Hashem Alakach Lo Sevashal Gedi Bachalev Imoy. That's in Dvarim Yud Dalet. So that phrase, Gam Karish Atol, appears in Chumash in connection with Basa B'cholov. Then you have a Pasuk Vanshi Kodesh Tirin Li. Am I mixing up the psukim? Anshe kodesh tin li basa. Yeah, basa basara trefel osachelu. Anshe kodesh tin li basa basara trefel osachelu. You're not allowed to eat trefel. So the ilan exereshave, am kodosh, and anshe kodesh goes on kdush on the people. Goes on kdush on the people. And tigdash hamalaya zeresh atizra, the word tigdash appears on the food, not on the people. But here, Tosis points out. But here, both psukim, it goes Am Kodesh and Anshe Kodesh. So the word Kodesh goes on the people. So if you hold from this Gzera Shava, so this teaches you that Basa B'cholov is not only Asa B'bishul, it's also Asa B'achila. Because Trefa is Asa B'achila. Anshe Kodesh Tinli Basa B'asara Trefa L'Asa Chela. Trefa is Asa B'achila, Mutta Ba'anoa. So if you hold from the Gzera Shava, that's how you know that Basa B'cholov is Asa B'achila because of the Gzera Shava. So the Gzera Shava should tell you also that it's only asa b'achila, muta b'ano, just like a trefa. So that's the Tana that Tosfos quotes. The Tana from Chulin Kufta Zayin. Ika Tana, there is an opinion. The Yalef Hachi, Gzereshava, Kodesh Kodesh, Vesavar, is of the opinion that Basa B'chalav Alei Hasabana, because the Gzereshava beats out the Kal V'chaima. How can Isi Ben Yehuda come up with such an idea that the Kal V'chaima beats out the Gzereshava? How can it be? But it doesn't make any sense. And Tosfos explains why. The Gzeresh, it's not that the Kal V'chaimer, there's a Kal V'chaimer independently of the Gzeresh. No, there is a Gzeresh of Anshi Kodesh and I'm Kodesh Atah. There is a Gzeresh of it. But in the Pasuk, Anshi Kodesh nearly Basa Basara Trefilo Sachelu, there's more than one Isim included. Basa Basara Trefilo Sachelu goes on Trefa, an animal is diseased, and it also goes. If you take kochi kochim out of the azari, even if you bring it back in, you're not allowed to eat it. If you take a chatos or an osham, or a mincha, shiori ha-mincha, or if you take kochim kalim chutz li-rishalayim, even if you bring it back in, you'll still be loike. The pashtus is, let's say, if you take a mincha out of the azara, that's not basar. I think the minchas chino talks about that. It says basa basada. Basada means kimish yotza chutzlim chitzasai. So that pasuk basa basada treifasachelu has in a few isurim. One isur is treifa. That's only asa bachila mutabano. Lakelab tashlichan also shows that it's mutabano, and also has the isur of kachim. So the kachim, if the yotza chutzlim chitzasai, even if you bring it back in, you're not allowed to eat it because it's nifsal b'yotzei. So if it's basar bisar kachim kachim shiyotzel chutz lazor bisar kachim kalm shiyotzel chutz yirushalayim, then you'll have a lav basar basar treifi. If it's a mincha that was taken out, it'll be a psul. But the minchas chena says l'chor it's not included in this pasuk. It's not basar. The pasuk only goes on basar. If it'll be a mincha, it'll be kol shabakadosh pasul ba kasub litl noisay salach ilasay. Rabbi Lazar's din that we had on Amen Aleph, right, before the wide line, that's a lab shebechlalus, that ain't like him all. So if it'll be a mincha shiyotza chutz lazar, a mincha is kochi kochim. So if it'll be nifsal b'yotze if you take it chutz lazar. Even if you bring it back in, it'll be asar. But you won't get malchus based on this pasuk. So again, so the gzerish of kod anshe kodesh and am kodosh teaches you that basar b'chalav is asar b'achila. Now the question is, should I say it's also banor? Because in the pasuk, basa wasara treifa lo sechelu, it includes some things that are also banor. So that's what Isi ben Yehuda's Kal V'chaimer tells me. Learn the gzereshava that it should go. The gzereshava should be nidrash in such a way, not to learn basa b'chala from treifa, which is muta banor, but rather Kal V'chaimer. You should learn it from. If the kachim were taken chutzlim chitzasam, it's also bahanah because kachim is also bahanah. So that's what Tosfos says. The Kal V'chaimer is showing you which way to darshan the gzeres shava. Don't learn the gzeres shava from treifa, learn the gzeres shava from yotzei, from psul yotzei by kachim, that is also bahanah. Yeah, so Patosis assumes that's a double portion. Whenever you have a conflict between a Kal V'chaimer, here it's a Kal V'chaimer shows you which way to be done the Gzeres Shavah. But if it's not a Kal V'chaimer showing you which way to go, you have one Kal V'chaimer and one Gzeres Shavah. So then they said the Gzeres Shavah wins. Yeah, what if you have a Kal V'chaimer and you have a Mamatzino? Which one is stronger? So that's a Tosis on the next daf. The last line in Tosis, Chofem and Altimascha Kloy Hakerim. So Tosis says, it's better to learn a Kal V'chaimer da alam tve. A Kal V'chaimer is the same as a mamatzina, but it has its icing on top of the cake. It's even stronger. Mamatzina means just like over here, the din is over here, so the din in the other case will also be the same. Kal V'chaimer means not only should it be the same, but it's a Kal V'chaimer that the din should be the same. We mentioned, so that's what that says, Kal V'chaimer is stronger than a mamatzina. We mentioned the Pima Godim quotes a kasha from Achrenim, from a Sfarish one. Beliyo Galafafa, somebody, in one of his little svarim, in the Ginas Virodim, I think, he quotes Akasha, why do you need the whole midah of Kal V'chaimer? Every Kal V'chaimer is a Gzeres Shavah with icing on top of it. So what do you need the midah of Kal V'chaimer for? So that's the Pimagodim quotes this Machlekes Rishonim. Which one of the Yud Gimel Midas and the Braisa Rabbi Shmuel is the Midah Mamatzin? That's the most often Midah that we use today. That's the only Midah that we know how to use today. We don't make Dovishoy Bechlal, Yatzman Aklal. We don't make Gzera Shabbos. We don't all the others. Klal Prata Klal. We don't know how to function with those at all. So the only Gemara says Kol Torah Kula is Medama Milsa LeMilsa. The way we arrive at a halacha, the way all the poskim write shuvas, they're medama milsa and milsa. That's a mamatzinu. So that's a question. Which one of the midah, that's the most often midah that we use, bizman hazeh. So which one of the midahs in the braiser, bishmoyolam, bishlash, esmeres, hatar, nidresh, esmem, which one of them is mamatzinu? The samachranim say, mamatzinu, some rishonim say, mamatzinu is included in Kal V'chomer. It's one and the same midah. So you can't ask Akasha, what do you need the midah of Kal V'chomer for? Every Kal V'chomer is always a mamatzinu. Mamatzinu Kal V'chomer is the same midah. So then there's no Kasha. But some other Rishonim say, no, I think the Meiri says not so, that the midah of mamatzinu is really midah binyanav, that we assume that not only the Chumash was authored by one author, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word and letter for letter, and the word that it, the same word appears in many places, the Chumash always has the same halachic connotation. So what's an example of Binyan Av? That the word Eid always has the connotation of Shnei Eidim, Akat Eidim, unless it says Eid Echad. Lo yumas al pi Eid Echad. Lo yokam Eid Echad b'ish l'cholav and l'chol chatas v'l'chol cheta sheyechto. So it says Lo yokam Eid Echad b'ish. So from here you establish it. Whenever the word Hine Sheker, Eid Sheker, Ani B'yochiv, whenever it says the word Eid, it means two Eidim. So just like you assume that the words in the Chumash have the same meaning, the author, the Rabban Shalom, is the author of the Chumash, and he dictated the words to Moshe Rabbeinu with the same meaning, so too, all the dinim fit into one, just like the words. There's a system to the words, so there's a system to the dinim. All the dinim fit into a pattern, so then you have the midah of Mamatzinu. So those Rishonim hold that Mamatzinu is part of the midah of Binyan Av. So that's the kasha. So why do you need Kal V'chomer as a separate midah? Every Kal V'chomer will be a mamatzina, which is basically a binyanav. So that's what the Prim Gadim has a teretz on that kasha. We usually don't spend so much time on midah shatar and adreshes, but you got to know a little bit. Anyway, so this is an important tosfos. Our Dibra Mascha Amrit, tosfos says, whenever there's a conflict between a Kal V'chomer and a Gzera Shava wins. But over here, it's a different kind of a Kal V'chomer. Kal V'chomer is telling you which... How should you darshan the gzera shava? Should you learn from treifa? So then basa b'chala will just be asa b'achila. Or should you learn from kachin shiotzu chutzlim chitzasam? That's the word basada. Basa basada. Treifa basada means kibish shiotzu chutzlim chitzasam nesar. So then it'll be asa b'hanom. So that's an important taisus. And then this the last line in this taisus, kilai hakerem, where taisus says that a kal v'chomer alam tve, kal v'chomer is stronger than a mamatzinim. Yeah, that's certainly true. Then Tosfos here in the Dibra Mascha Amrit, Anadav Chavdal on the base, on the second wide line, Tosfos Imtame below Kal V'chomer. Why did Issi ben Yehuda need a Kal V'chomer to show you which way to go? In learning a Gzera Shava Am Kadosh from Anshe Kodesh. So you're telling me that Basa B'cholav is also B'achila. So should you compare it to Kachim that it should be in the Pasuk? Basa basada treifel aschef, and the word basada chutz lemchitzasa is called basada. So, should you learn the gzera shabbat from kachim that it's that basa b'chol is asamano? Should you learn the gzera shabbat from treifa that basa b'chol will be mutabano? So Tosfos asks, why do they need the kal v'chomer? Below kal v'chomer nami makshina lechumer. That's they're alluding. There's a gemara in Yevamos daf ches amid aleph, where the gemara says whenever you're darshining a pasuk. And it's a toss-up. You can darshan one of two ways. And one way will come out l'chumer, one way will come out l'kula. And whenever there's it's unclear, so you always say l'chumer darshina. So that's what Tosfos asks. Why did he say ben Yehuda need a kal v'chomer here? Kal v'chomer is telling you how to darshan the gzera shava. The two ways to darshan the gzera shava, either to learn basa b'chala from treifa, that it's only asa b'achila muta b'hanoa, or to learn from psul yaitse, that it's asa b'hanoa. So it should be l'chumer makshinim. So that Tosfos talks about that kasha. So that's a famous discussion later Amem Gimel Amen Beis. The top Tesis talks a little bit. The Gemara has a din that women are not chai the mitzvah says the Shazman Grama. Well, you have a whole bunch of exceptions to the rule. So Kiddush is the famous exception. Lashem Chayav is B'Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. Because Zoch B'Shama B'Dibrech and Emros are treated like a Hekish. And then women are chai v'matzah. Why are women chai v'matzah? Because it says in the Chumash, also a Hekish, it says in the same Pasuk, you should eat matzah, and for 7 days you shouldn't eat chametz. So just like chametz is a loisese, even though it says man grama, but it's a loisese, so women, I'm a chuyiv. Women are only potter from mitzvah, shaz man grama. But they're not potter from a loisese, shaz man grama. They're not allowed to do malach on Shabbos, not allowed to eat chametz by Pesach. So since it's in the same pasuk called sheishtem bebal techa chametz, yeshtem bekum machal matzah. So since the women are not permitted to eat chametz, because that's a loisese shazman grama. So therefore, the women are mechuyev to eat matzah. And with the, like we said, the Rambam writes that in the Pirush HaMishnah Sama, that there are more exceptions to the rule than mitzvahs that follow the rule. There are more exceptions to the rule that women are mechuyev in mitzvah says for shazman grama. What's another example? Hakel. Every 7 years, Chalamayit Sukkah is following Mishnah Sashmita. So it says, Hakel is anashim anashim ataf. The women are mechuyev to participate in Hakel. And it's a machlekes in the first paragraph, Chagiga, and a machlekes in the Gemara, machlekes, the Rambam and the Rabbi and the Paskin, where the women are mechuyev in Simchas Yontif. Simchas Yontif should have been an essay, Shazman Grama, but there's one sheet that it's an exception to the rule. It says, Samach Data Balev, Erkel Yasma Almana, it says Almana. Bitecha. Your daughter is a girl, so you see the women are mechuyev in Simcha. And the other sheet in the Gemara is no. Baila misamcha, the husband has a chiyuv simcha to be misamech his wife, but not that the women have a chiyuv simcha. So the Tosfos discusses over there, how do you know which way to make the hekesh? Why do you say the hekesh lechumra, that just like women are obligated, just like women are not permitted to eat chametz bepesach, so too women are obligated to eat matzah, why not say lehokel? Why not say that just like women are potter from the mitzvah matzah, because it's a mitzvah sesa shazmag rama, so the women should be permitted to eat chametz b'Pesach. The word you're going to say, kalechadika lakush l'chum l'kula l'chum makshinan. So that's a machlek is there, the top tesis on Mem Gimel on the base, and you look there, the tesis shans, the Rashmi shans, is the original set of tesis on Psochim. So the Rashmi shans quotes the machlek is harishanim, whether that klal, kalechadika, that klal is a nivam, is that chesem and alav. Kalechadika lakush l'chum l'kula l'chum makshinan. Whenever you can darshan the psukim, it's a toss-up. You can either darshan l'kula, l'chumra, so you always darshan l'chumra. Is that b'tora sofik? Sofik deraisa l'chumra. So then if the woman will eat chametz b'pesach, she won't get malchus. Or do you say no, that it's b'tora svadai, that midahi b'tora. It's one of the midah shatarin adreshes, ma'am. There's a tesis in Bava Kama, Dav Gimla Manal, if tesis quotes Rabbi Natam, it says midahi b'tora. It's not b'tora sofik. You'll even, if you have a pasuk and dini mamonis, you'll make the guy pay money. He won't say it's a sofik mamona l'kula hamotzi machavera all of haraya. It's not b'tora sofik, it's b'tora svadis. So this is famous. The Prima Godem writes in his Psicha Kolelis that l'chum l'kula l'chum makshinon is based on sofik d'araisa l'chum, it's only b'tora sofik. And a lot of achrayim may ask, it's against quite a few gemaras. But it's really, when you look in the Rishayim, it's a problem. You look in the Rishayim, I'm Gimlam and Beis, the Tosfos Shants, it's a machlekes among the Balei Tosfos. Whether this midah, kalecha dika lakusha, l'chumra l'kula, l'chumra makshina, is it b'tora sofik or is it b'tora svadai? Okay, so why did the Gemara quote Isi ben Yehuda? Because they want to ask Akasha against Abaye, that Isi ben Yehuda is establishing this fundamental din that basa in the Chumash it only says basa b'chalav is also b'bishul. So Isi ben Yehuda has exer shavet anshe kodesh and am kodesh ato. And exer shavet tells you that basa b'chalav is also b'achil. How do you know it's also b'hanoah? So he said that's a kavachaimer. So Tais explained kavachaimer shows you which way to darshan the exer shavet. The two ways to darshan, the kavachaimer tells you go lechumer. Any alabachila bahanomina in the third line from the bottom. Amit kavachaima. What's kavachaima? Ma orla shalai nevdabavera. The person plants a tree. He didn't do anything wrong. He's allowed to plant a tree. Nonetheless, the orla is also bachila also bano. So bas bachalav shenevdabavera. You did an avera that you cooked it. And a din shouldn't it be a kavachaima. The word din means a kavachaima. Sheyeh also bano. The Kavachayimah tells you which way to dan the Gzereshov. That's what Taisa explains. So the Gemara says, so Issa ben Yehuda argues, but how do you know that you have a right to say that? Ma lo or lo shikain lo hoysa lo shasakoshin. Maybe or lo zasabana even al leinev de ba'avera, because it has a chumra, that it was osir from the very beginning. The orla, when the peris grow on the tree, only the peris are osir. Baralta malosa is period, the peris and the klipa, the shema lepri. So the Gemara says, Issa ben Yehuda argues, malo orla shikain lo hoysa lo shasakoshin. It was osir from the very beginning. When the fruit starts to develop on the tree, it's osir. So then that makes sense that it should be osir bahano. The milk was kosher, the flesh was kosher. So it's not that serious an issa. It's hoysala shasakosh. It used to be kosher. Became treif. So maybe such a thing can't be asabana. Maybe only orla can be asabana because lo hoysala shasakosh. It was always asa from mitchila sisavusa when it came into the world. So the Gemara says, you can't say like that, that only things that are lo hoysala shasakosh can be asabana. Chametz bepesach yochiach. That proves that your argument is not correct. Shoylo shasakosh. Even though Haisalot Shasa Kosher, not that serious an Issa. It used to be kosher, but still, it can be, it's also Bano. So maybe, so Basa B'chalo can also be also Bano, even though Haisalot Shasa Kosher. So Gemara says, Namalach HaMetlensh Kein Onish Kores. Maybe the only time it makes sense to have Haisalot Shasa Kosher, that it's still going to be also Bano, is by Chomets, because it has Kores if you eat it. But Bas V'chalav doesn't have any kares. So since it doesn't have kares, time it Bas V'chalav she ain't onish kares. So maybe if it's not onish kares, then it can't be asamana. The Gemara says, no, klai akam yachicha. You're not onish kares, and it still is asamana. So the Gemara, that's the end of the Brice of Issa ben Yehuda. So the Gemara says, v'im Issa. And if Abaye is right, Abaye came up with a chiddush that klai hakerem is also afilu shalok ederach achilosai, shalok ederach hanoasa, shalok ederach, because it never says the word lo serchol by kokloya kerem v'iyim isa. And if Abaye is right, nifroch, let the Gemara ask a pircha, malakala kem shken loke malem afilu shalok ederach hanoasa. What does it mean? A pircha. A pircha means whenever you learn a kalachaymer, so you establish that A is kal and B is cham based on a detail halach. Here the detail halacha was that Orla was loy nevda ba'avera and Bas B'chala was nevda ba'avera. So if Orla shaloy nevda ba'avera is asa b'achila and therefore also asa b'ano, kal b'chayma Bas B'chala she nevda ba'avera, so it has that chumra nevda ba'avera. So the Gemara says, who is to tell me that because Bas B'chala is nevda ba'avera, therefore Bas B'chala is, we should view it as being the chumur. Orla is the kal because lo nev de ba'aver, and basa b'chalav is the chama because nev de ba'aver. So farla is also b'ano. Certainly, basa b'chalav should be also b'ano. So the Gemara says, no, there's a pircha. Pircha is always meikri de din a pircha. Pircha means it crumbles. The whole kal b'chaim crumbles. You're trying to tell me that basa b'chalav is more chama than orla because nev de ba'aver. I'll show you a din where. I'll show you a din, Nachamal, that what? What was he trying to, he said, Yochiach. What was before that? He said, maybe only Orla is asabana because Lahoysa lo shasakosh. He says, no, Chametz bepesach is also, even though Chametz all year long is also, is mutabachila, hoysa lo shasakosh. But when it comes Pesach, not only is it asabachila, it's asabana as well. Right. So then the Gemara said that, so therefore that shows that the argument that you raised before, Hoysalo Shasa Kosher, is not correct. You're trying to say that maybe only Orla, because Lo Hoysalo Shasa Kosher, only Orla is going to be Asabano. Gemara says it's not true. Chametz b'Pesach, what are they saying? Chametz b'Pesach is asabana. Even the hoysa lo shaska. Then Gemara says, no, Chametz b'Pesach has a different chumer. That what? That it has karis. Masha'ini came basa b'cholav has neither chumer. It doesn't have karis. And it doesn't have lahoysa lo shaska kush. It's not asa metchila saba yosei. So the Gemara says, klara kem yachichu. That what? That klara kem yachichu, that you're not chayv karis. You're not chayv karis, and it's still awesome. So the Gemara says, v'imisa, again, and if Abaye is right, that what? That klai hakerem is asa, even shalok yaderach ana asa, because it doesn't say the word lo seichal, nifroch, let the Gemara say, a pircha, nikal v'chaim, malak, klara kem, shkain, lakam aleim, shalok yaderach ana asa. Klara kerem is asa, even shalok yaderach ana asa. Masha'ini kain, so that's a chumr, so that's mochomer. So klara kerem is mochomer than basa b'chola. So the Gemara says, no. So the Gemara thought that the fact that the Braisa didn't raise that pircha is an indication that Abaye is wrong. That klara kerem is only asa kederach anasa. The Gemara says, no, but Abaye will answer you, toimah b'mai. How are you going to finish your argument? Toimah b'basa b'chola shenlek malav derach anasa. It's not true. Just like Abaye said by Kloy HaKeren, because it doesn't say Lo Sochlu, so it's even also Shalokaderach Achilu, Shalokaderach Hanoah. So the same is true regarding Basim Bacham. That's how the Raman passes like Abaye, that there are two from all the Yisri Achila, that are Rosa Bachila and Rosa Banoah. It's only a Kaderach Achilosam, but there are two that are Rosa, even Shalokaderach Achilos, even Shalokaderach Hanoah. What are the two? Basim Bacham and Kloy HaKeren. Like Abaye says. But the Gemara says that there's somebody who disagrees with Abaye. That's what the Gemara says. The Iruch, the Kamoisiv, and the other Amora, they don't give you his name. The Iruch, the other Amora, who's disagreeing with Abaye, who's asking a pircha on Abaye from the Braisa, so he thinks that it's not true. He thinks that since Basa B'cholav is being learned out, the Xerishav Anchi Kodesh, Kiam Kodesh Ato, is being learned out from Treifa, Basa Masada Treifa Losachel, and by Treifa it's only Osik Derech Achilosai. So that's what he says. The Idoch and the one, the Kamoisiv, law, the one is asking the Kasha from Isi Ben Yehuda to disprove Abaye, Sova, the one who argued with Abaye, the Amora thinks we don't know his name. Achikagama Menevela, Manevela, Derech Hanas, Abbas Bukhalab Derech Hanas. He disagrees with Abaye. We Paskal like Abaye, the Ramam Shochonah, Paskal like Abaye, that Shalok Derech Achil, Shalok Derech Hanoah. Is an Isa Deraisa both by Basa B'cholav and by Kloy HaKerem. But there was one Amira who disagreed. He said, no, since you're learning out Basa B'cholav from Treifa, so the Pasuk that says by Treifa that it's Los HaChelu, Basa B'cholav Treifa Los HaChelu, carries over to Basa B'cholav and it's considered as if Ksiv Be'achila. So Basa B'cholav, Shalok Der HaChelu, Shalok Der HaNoah, will be Mutam and Atur. That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara asked another kasha. Freg the Gemara, v'lifroich. If you're trying to derive this whole Kal V'chomer, Isi Ben Yehuda has a Kal V'chomer that's going to guide him which way to learn the Gezeirah Shavah. Whether to learn the Gezeirah Shavah from Treifa, which is Asa Bachila, Muta Bano, to learn the Gezeirah Shavah from Psul Yotze Bakotchim, which is not only Asa Bachila, Asa Bano. So the Gemara asks, So they were making pirchas. Maybe you can only have an isa anah if it has karis. So they said, no, klai hakerem doesn't have karis and it's also banah. And orla doesn't have karis and it's also banah. Then the Gemara said, well, orla, maybe it's only also banah. It can only be also banah if it's lahoy salosh as hakosher. Orla bin tchilas habayasa is also. Gemara says, it's not true because klai hakerem is also banah, even though hoysalo shas hakosher. So the Gemara says, where do you see? So the Gemara asks now. So the Gemara v'lifrach malik lo hakem shken lohoysalo shas hakosher. He said you can't learn out from orlo to basa b'cholav because orlo was lohoysalo shas hakosher. Maybe it's Muhammad and basa b'cholav. So you're learning out from kloy hakerem, but kloy hakerem is also lahoy salosh asakosha. When you plant the klay akerem, everything that starts to grow is klay akerem. From the time that it comes into existence, it's also. Hashem came by basa b'cholav. The bottle of milk was kosher. The flesh was kosher. It's hoysalosh asa kosher. So it has a kula. So maybe because it has the kula hoysalosh asa kosher, maybe therefore it shouldn't be asamahno. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. There is a case. There are two kinds of kloy hakerem. There's a kloy hakerem. There is a kloy hakerem. Well, hoysalosh asa kosher. That's what the Gemara says. Amar Abad Barab is also Meris. From this Bryce of Isa ben Yehuda, you can establish that the Tana Isa ben Yehuda thinks Kloy Hakerem, Ikorem, the Esorem, Hov, Hoy Salem, Shasa Koisha. The Kalvachimer is good. Isa ben Yehuda made a Kalvachimer. And the Kalvachimer is working on the assumption that Kloy Hakerem becomes Osir later on, even though it wasn't Chilos of the Isa. Even though Hoy Salo Shas Koisha used to be Mutta. So the Gemara says, but Masur Rab Shemaya, but it's a Beferish and Mishnah. Only what grows Mikan al Habazos, whatever grew before, is not Kloy HaKerem. How do you see that? The Din of Hosef Masayim. What's the Din of Hosef Masayim? So this appears a lot of times in the Gemara. Every time it appears, Rashi always gives you the same shot. The Din is that if Truma falls into Chulin, let's say chitim mechitim. It's mebemina chitim mechitim. So if it would have been any other iser that falls in and gets mixed up, it would have been batal b'roif. It would have been batal b'roif. You only need shishim when it's lach balach. When it's yavish b'yavish, then it says it's batal b'roif. But truma, the din is by truma, you need echod emeya. You need 100 units of heter against the 1 unit of Isa. Now, Truma is only Asa B'Achila Muta B'Hanoah. And nonetheless, you need Echad Emeya. Yeah, how do you know you need Echad Emeya? So the Rashi always quotes the Sifrei on the end of Parshas Korach. Korach was Ma'arar Al HaKuhuna. So that's what the end of Parshas Korach, the Rabban Shel Olam reviews all the Matan's Kuhuna again. Because Korach was trying to undo the whole institution of Kuhuna, that we shouldn't give the Kohanim all the Choftal and Matan's Kuhuna. So several of the Matan's Kuhuna are repeated there in the end of Barshas Korach. So one of them is the din of Maisa Mina Maisa. The farmer has to take out 1% and give it to the Levi. The farmer takes out 10%. The farmer takes out 10% and he gives it to the Levi. Then the Levi has to take out 10% of the 10%, which is 1% of everything, has to take out Maisa min ha maisa. It takes out 10% from the 10%, and that's called Trumas Maisa, otherwise known as Maisa min ha maisa, and he gives it to the Kohen. And the Pasuk says it has the exact same din like Truma Gedolim. And Echshu lechem Trumas Chem, the Trumas Maisa that the lady gives to the Kohen is considered, Echshu lechem Trumas Chem, Kadogan min ha goyren, Chamlea min ha yekev. It has the same significance, just like the Truma Gedolim, that the farmer is mafrish from the Tevel. So too, the Maisa Mena Maisa, that the Levi is mafresh from the Maisa Rishon, that he gets the 10% from the 10%, which is 1% of the whole thing. So that's also Dini Ketruma. So the Pasuk says, V'lasis Olav Chait, you shouldn't, the farmer should not violate any Averis over here. Make the farmers better be mafresh the Trumas and Maisris, and the Levi better be Mafrish, the Maisa and Maisa. Let's see Sol of Chet. So the Pasuk continues, Barim Chemis Migdasho Mimenu, when you take out the holy part from it. So the Sifrei has an Bamid Banvarm, it's called the Sifrei. And by Mikra, and by Yikra, it's called the Sifro, the Toskan. So this is at the end of Parshas Korach. So on that phrase in the Pasuk, Es Migdasho Mimenu, so they interpret them, if you don't take out Maisa Mena Maisa, everything is still going to be Tevel. And that 1% has to be taken out. So the Sifrei has a drasha, Im Nofa Letocho Mekatsho. If you're mafrish Maisa Mena Maisa, which is 1% of everything, and accidentally it falls back in, the 1% falls into 99 units, 99%, so it won't be bottled. If it falls, if the 1% of the Maisa Mena Maisa will fall back in to the 99% of Chulam Misukanim, then everything will be Asa. But if it would have been instead of 99 units of heter against one unit of isa, would have been 100 units of heter, then it wouldn't be bottle. It would have, yes, been bottle. So that's how they established the din. That's the drasha. That's how they established the din that truma is bottle be'echor emeyo. You have to have 100 units of heter against the one unit of truma. If you only have 99 units of heter against the one unit of truma, then it's not bottle. So Taisa's Bekam and Bekam shows there's a Beferishi Gemara and the end of Nida, that whole din, that Truma needs Echad Meyo to be Mevatl, and if you don't have Meyo, it's not Batl, that's only a Chumra Midirabon. In our Torah, it's not so. The Gemara Beferish like that, that there is certain Kulas because it's only the Rabbanon. Okay, so the Gemara, I, this Sifro, learned it out from a person, Nafala Tocha Mikacha, it's an Asmachta. That's what Tais says. A lot of times you have some drasha in the Sifrei. In the Sifro, I think less. But the Sifrei you have, Tais says, you have a lot of times the Tanoim have a drasha in the Sifrei, and Bamidbar Dvarim, and it was only intended as an Asmachta. Wasn't really intended as a real din derais. So then the Sifrei adds on. And Truma is also Bachila Muta Bahanoa, and you need Meyo to be Mavatled. So Orla and Kloya Karen, which is not only Asa Bachila, it's Asa Bahanoa, since Kofali Suro, since it's a twice as Chomer as Truma, Truma is only Asa Bachila Muta Bahanoa. Orla Kloya Karen is not only Asa Bachila, Asa Bahanoa. So since Kofali Suro, Kofal Aliyos, so you need double beetle. So it's not enough Meya to be Mavatla, Orla and Kloya Karen, you need Masai. So that's where Rashi writes in quite a few places in Shas. This institution that appears in the Mishnayos, that I have one farm next to another farm. On one farm, I have grapes growing. The other farm, I have tvur growing. And I have a fence in between. So you have a fence in between, you can plant the grapes to the fence, and you can plant the tvur to the fence. If the fence falls down, if there's no fence, then you have to have a harchoka between the grapes and the tvur. You have to have dal aramis harchoka. But kozman, you have a fence, so you don't need the harchoka. So if the fence falls down and the grapes are growing on this side and there's no fence, the fence fell down. So the grapes are growing and over here the tvua is growing. So if the tvua and the grapes don't grow at the same rate, at the same speed, one is probably going to grow faster than the other. So whatever you had before the fence fell down was beheta goma. Whatever is going to grow after the fence falls down, now there's an isur of kloy hakerem. Because you have grapes on one side and tvu on the other side. So whatever grew after the fence fell down is usur, but it's betaruvis with what grew before the fence fell down, which is beheter, and you have no way to separate it. So once the grape got so much bigger than it was before, it added hosif masayim. It has 1/200th, half of a percent, in other words, if half a percent bigger than it was before, hardly discernible. Half of a percent, every grape is going to be half of a percent bigger than it was before. So whatever the half of a percent that grew after the fence fell down is Kloy HaKerem. And since you no longer have Masayim, you only have 199 units of Heter against it. So it's no longer Batel. When the fence falls down, it starts to grow. So it's very little. It's 1/1000th. And then it's 1/900th, then it's 1/800th, then it's 1/600th. Then it becomes a half a percent. When it reaches the point, a half of a percent, and you no longer have Masayim Heter to be Mevatlet, then it's awesome. So that's what the Gemara quotes, that Mishnah. You see from the Mishnah, only what grows after the fence falls down is awesome. Whatever was there from before is not awesome. So whatever grows after the fence falls down, if it grows, and it's not necessarily going to be the same speed. Maybe the grapes grow faster than the grain. So the grapes will become treif a week before the grain, because if the grapes is already hosim masayim, the grain maybe grows slower. So maybe it'll take an extra week or two till it'll be hosim masayim on the grain. Just because the grapes are hosim masayim doesn't mean the grain is. That's what Tosis points out in different places. Not all the things grow at the same speed. Yeah, so that's what the Gemara proved from that Mishnah. You see from that Mishnah, Hosef Masayim, that only what grows after the fence falls down is Aser. And you don't say whatever was there from before is also Aser. So the Gemara says, you're right, there are two kinds of Kelaim. If the Kelaim started growing Beheter, so only what, and then the fence fell down, So only what grows after the fence falls down is also whatever was there before. It's going to remain mutter. Whatever was mutter before is going to remain mutter. But if I planted it, when I planted the grapes and the grain, melechatchila was biyisa. So then, not only what grows mikana lahaba. Once you have hishrish, before hishrish, it's like sitting in a container. It's like in manach bekad. Rashi quotes the Loshen. Another Masechta, the Gemara has like Loshen. That's the very wide line in Rashi, the second very wide line. It's considered as if it's still contained, as if the kernels of grain are still sitting in the container, in the packet. But after it takes root, then it becomes Kaloi HaKerem. So even what was there from before also becomes us. I'd like to say over, Belineta, tomorrow, I'd like to say over, there's a very beautiful Chazon Yecheskel. I remember about 45 or 50 years ago, probably 50 years ago, was the first time I went to attend someone's wedding out of town. One of the boys in my class was from Toronto. So he got engaged to the girl around the corner in Toronto. And the boy's father was a businessman. He used to manufacture luggage. He used to come into New York every so often. So he came to the yeshiva. I wished him mazel tov. He said, he says he hopes he'll see us by the wedding. So how am I going to, we didn't have a car at that time. So we didn't know how we're going to come to the wedding. So in the middle of the, he got married this Sunday of Labor Day weekend. So in the middle of the summer, he sent us tickets to come to his wedding in Toronto. So we stayed a whole weekend. It was a lot of fun. It was a very nice wedding. So I remember we stayed at Rabbi Neuberger's family. Rabbi Yaakov Neuberger is a Rebbe in Yeshiva. At that time, he was single. And we stayed at his parents' home. So we slept in the bedroom where they had the Chazon Yecheskel. Because Rabbi Neuberger's father, Max Neuberger, passed away a few years ago, was brought up. He was saved from the Nazis in the Kinder transport. They brought the whole train full of young children to England. And he was brought up in London as a child. And Yecheskel Abramsky was there. So he had the whole set. He had the whole set of the Chazon Yecheskel. So I remember they invited me to give a shiur in the Or Chaim Yeshiva. That's the Bnei Akiva Yeshiva in Toronto that time. So they were learning the beginning of Baba Basra. So I said over the Chiddush that the Chazon Yecheskel has. So I'd like to say it over tomorrow. It's on Maseches Kalayim, on the Tosefta and Kalayim. It's very beautiful Chiddush. Okay, Belineta, tomorrow we'll say over the Chazon Yecheskel. Then we'll go about Bikoch Nefesh and Yehorig Vayana, the next Gemara. The Tosefta are not so significant here. Okay, everyone should be healthy, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.